进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome to Enjoy English, where we have been meditating.
Lori is looking at me going, what was that?
没有，我正要讲说，那我应该要说阿弥陀佛吗？
Yes, I think you should.
Right, but
that's
I didn't.
Great.
Yeah. Meditating 是冥想的意思，好，所以刚两个老师发出那种怪声。没有啦，不怪啦，其实很 peaceful.
Thank you.、Yeah. It's not strange.
But why?
Why? Well, because today and tomorrow...We're looking at our National Geographic Channel lessons,、
uh-huh.
and we're going to be talking a little bit about meditating、
uh-huh.
and about the mind.
Wow.
The title of the show is The Light at the Edge of the World.
Wow, that's very spiritual.
It sounds spiritual.
Yeah.
Very deep.
各位同学，今天呢，哇、wow, ，这个我们要来谈到的是一些比较深层的，好，比较心灵面的东西。所以刚刚呢，我们讲到 meditating 冥想这一个字，大家就可以猜测那个性质了啊。因为这一次的两天的课程呢，讲到世界尽头的光明，那这光明到底是什么？我们很快就会知道了。
Okay, now before we start reading, let's help you with
building your vocabulary.
The first word is settle.
使安定，使平静。
Irene took a deep breath to settle her nerves.
That's right.
I'm not Irene, but...
No. Often if you're feeling unsettled or nervous, taking 3 or 4 deep breaths and just forcing yourself to be still、mm-hmm. can help to calm you down a little bit.
Yes. Very good.
Also finding a quiet place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 刚刚 Amanda 老师讲到的、哦、深呼吸、
Breathe deeply, take a deep breath
都可以、哦、就是让自己安定下来的方法所以他刚刚讲可以 calm yourself down,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. And number 2 is quiet
这里是当成动词用就是使安静
The soft music quieted the crying baby So we often call soft music that we play for babies lullabies.
这就叫做摇篮曲 Can we spell that, please?
Lullaby. L-U-L-L-A-B-Y. Lullaby.
Please stay awake, students. No! Okay, 就是老师睡着了
You guys didn't even get that I used quiet.
It was so quiet, I didn't notice.
Really?
Yeah.
I like quiet places. They give me inner peace.
Yes, they do.
That's the next word. I'm already waiting to catch it. 这个是内部的内心的那个现在 Steve 老师都很恐怖他把它藏在他的话里面所以我们要注意听、哦、
Did you get the inner meaning of that movie?
Maybe the sort of deeper meaning.
Yeah, maybe. I've never heard、
inner、
this used this way.、
Yeah.
I think this is、quite...Chinese, at least very, you know, easy for us to understand.
Right.
But how would you use this in English if you want to say this?
Well, for people who are maybe doing some self-exploration, trying to understand themselves and the way that they work, they might talk about their inner child, which means the sort of, imagine there's a small, little tiny teacher Lori living inside. And it's the inner child that makes you stay up later.Than you should.
Yeah.
Or that says, I want chocolate, I want chocolate.
And I don't want to go to work.
That's right.
I want to pay my debt.
Debt, that's right. It's the inner child that just wants to play.
Okay. 好，所以呢，刚刚讲到这个 inner 的这个 meaning 啊，讲内在的含义。但是呢，刚刚两个老师说，他们比较常用的英文里面会讲到，比如说你内心的那个小孩，有时候我们中文讲赤子之心啊，就那个 inner child. Okay.
And we also are faced with three phrases
for learning.
Number 1 is be faced with.
Oh, that's why. 好，这真是凹的有一点硬啊、哦！刚刚我们老师把它合到第一句了，就是面临，我们正面临了我们的这个片语。Okay,
Howard is faced with a decision that may change his whole life. Perhaps Howard has been offered a job, but the job is in another country. So if he takes the job, it'll be a good job, but he will have to move and change his whole life.
Or he's deciding whether to marry
Teacher Lori.
Or not.
Yes.
Maybe not.
I think that would be taking things to extremes.
I think you're right.
这个完全就是下一个片语。Now I'm very prepared. 这个是在什么什么事情上面走极端。
Tina likes taking shopping to extremes. She once spent $100,000 on a present for her cat.
I would like to be her cat.
Okay, here. Okay, go away, cat. Could two teachers make one more simple sentence using this phrase? Because to me, I know that this might be a little bit difficult
okay.
for students to understand.
Michael takes practical jokes to extremes. Last week, he played a practical joke on someone and they broke their leg.
Okay. And teacher Steve?
I think she takes her diet to extremes because she's already too thin.
Ah, so she's dieting much too much.
Good ones. Okay, 好，所以你看，各位同学，刚罗老师一开始看到这个，在什么事上面哦，太极端了，太过这个激进了啊、哦。那么刚刚两个老师分别又用这个在一个是节食上面啊、哦，已经太过头了，所以你可以放 over， 太过头了，他已经够瘦了。
好、
还有美娜老师刚刚这个讲的是开恶作剧啊。哦在开玩笑上面太过分了所以就害人家真的就是这个跌断腿等等、好所以这样的用法你可能会更了解 OK thank you
You're welcome And our last one is of our time
当代
I think teacher Lori is one of the greatest grammar instructors of our time
Really?
Really
Thank you so much but I prefer to be the you know richest person of our time of my time
Oh well
Write some books make some movies
That's right.
Okay, I'll try.
But meanwhile,
yeah.
who is the greatest inventor of our time?
I think... I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll think about it later.
Yeah. It was me.
Okay, good.
Okay, whoever.
And now we're going to move on to our extra vocabulary words.
Okay.
The first one is poverty.
贫穷.
Number two is meditate.
冥想打坐.
Number three is nun.
尼姑或修女.
Number four is hut.
小屋
Number five is workings.
运作方式
And number six is holy.
修道的
Okay, great. Let's have a look at the first paragraph of The Light at the Edge of the World.
Each day, humans are faced with terrible news about war, poverty, and crime from every direction, including TV,radio, and the internet. To settle themselves, many people take some time out of their busy lives to meditate. It helps quiet their minds and become more mentally focused. In Nepal, meditating is a huge part of daily life. One Buddhist nun has taken meditating to extremes. For the past 45 years,She has lived alone in a small hut at the base of Mount Everest and rarely left her home.
Wow. Okay, let's look at the first sentence. Each day, every day, humans, people, are faced with terrible news, are presented with, they hear about. Terrible news about what? About war? About poverty, people being poor, not enough money to live.And crime, people breaking the law from every direction, wherever you go, including TV, radio, and the internet. These are three forms of media.
Very good.
You also get it from magazines, from newspapers, from those little television screens in the MRT, everywhere.
That's right. Okay, so 一开始呢先讲到了这个世界的现状、哦、他说每一天呢我们人类啊经由什么呢每一个这个、哦、我们讲说 direction 这里其实是各种管道、哦、有哪些呢包括了电视电台以及网络来干嘛呢来面对很多的这个恐怖的、哦、很这个不好的负面的新闻、哦、关于什么战争吗贫穷以及犯罪、哦、所以他的翻译顺序是这样那么刚刚尔梅拉老师讲到说我们讲电视啊、哦，这个 radio 还有网络呢，这三个是媒体的三种形式。好，这个是 three forms of media。我们翻译一下媒体 media。
M-E-D-I-A, media.
OK, and we don't put S after media, right?
Never.
它是一个不可数的名字、mm-hmm. 所以不要帮它加 S 哦。
To settle themselves, many people take some time out of their lives to meditate. To settle yourself, to help yourself calm down,、
Good.
Relax.、
Mm.
Many people take some time out. They take some time. They make time out of their busy schedule or their busy lives to meditate, to、
okay.
sit down and relax and think about things.
Very good. So that doesn't literally mean they take...the time with their hands, right?
No, they
try to...
They put aside maybe 30 minutes or an hour、
mm.
to sit down and meditate.
Good, 好。所以接下来讲到说了，那么因此呢，为了要这种开头用 to 怎么样怎么样，通常是表示为了什么的目的。为了要让自己 settle, 不是要移民，这边是要让自己沉浸下来，也等于刚刚 Steve 老师讲的 calm 或是 relax. Can we spell both, please?
C-A-L-M...Calm,、
mm-hmm.
relaxed, R-E-L-A-X-E-D.
OK, 好。那么为了要让自己沉浸呢，许多人他们会从他们繁忙的生活中抽出一些时间来冥想或打坐。这里的 take 刚刚讲的就不是用手拿，而是指这个 Amanda 老师讲的一个片语很好，叫做把一些事情呢摆到一旁啊、先来冥想。Put aside,
put P-U-T aside A-S.I-D-E, put aside.
Very good. 那这边要小心那个 lives,、哦、它的原本单数是 L-I-F-E. 这里是因为 plural 的关系跟那个 live 不一样、哦 mm-hmm. 不要念错了。
It, meditation, helps people quiet their minds. It helps them to calm down and become more mentally focused. Now, focused means that you're concentrated on one thing.We see this word in particular when we're talking about taking pictures with a camera,、
oh.
and the lens will focus. The picture becomes
you make
clear.
It, yes, more clear.、
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So if you're mentally focused, your brain is very clear about what you're doing.、
Mm. Okay. 所以呢，接下来这句讲到这个 it 就是说冥想、哦、或打坐这件事呢，它可以帮助人们呢沉浸他们的心灵、哦、所以这里的 quiet 你要记得它是一个动词，沉浸他们的心灵。而且呢，因此人们就会变得怎么样 ？Become more 更加的在精神上可以专注。好，这里的 focus 它为什么要加 ed？ 不是过去式哦，哦，是 become focused。好，所以这里是一个形容的状态。好，变成更加集中的这种状态啊、哦。那么刚刚讲到这个focus 最常用到的是 camera 来讲的话是对焦啊、哦，所以刚刚 Amanda 老师有讲到那个 lens 啊、哦，就是那个镜头如果 focus 对焦了，照片才会清楚。
In Nepal.Which is a country.
Nepal.
Yep.
Thank you.
Over by Tibet somewhere, I think.
差不多。
Yeah. I'm terrible at geography. In Nepal, meditating is a huge part of daily life. So the act of meditating is a very big part of their life every day.
Okay.
One Buddhist nun has taken meditating to extremes. So one Buddhist nun is...A female monk.
That's right.
And she has taken meditating to extremes. She's maybe, you know, gone too far.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe she's crazy now. Who knows?
Okay. 好，所以呢，接下来我们讲到在尼泊尔呢，这个打坐或冥想这件事。所以你看它的这个主词是用 ing, verb ing, 动名词，把它当成是一个主词，是这件事情啊。是呢，这个当地的人呢，每日日常生活中的一大部分 ，huge part， 主要的部分啊。然后呢，在那个地方有一个这个佛教的啊，这个尼姑呢，她就把冥想这件事情呢，给做到有一点太过头了。就我们刚刚学的这个片语。那刚刚呢，这个Steve 老师讲到一个这个 monk 啊，他说尼姑就是女生的 monk， 那么 monk 其实就是僧侣。我们拼一下，
说的是和尚。
Yeah, that's right.
M O N K monk.
Okay.
For the past 45 years, she has lived alone in a small hut. She's lived alone, lived by herself with、mm-hmm. no one else in a small hut. A hut is a very small, simple building、
uh-huh.
at the base or at the bottom of Mount Everest,、mm. the highest mountain in the world, and rarely left her home and almost never leaves her home. So I would guess that the people in the village bring her food.
Maybe.、Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 所以呢这个尼姑怎么样呢她在过去45年来她都自己一个人住 lived alone, 等于刚刚 Amanda 老师讲的 by herself。在哪里呢在这一个很小的这个茅屋里面而且这个茅屋是坐落在圣母峰山脚下所以这里的 base 刚刚讲可以换成另外一个字叫 bottom
B-O-T-T-O-M bottom
而且他很少离开他的家
Alright, we're going to take a quick break When we come back, we'll find out more about this、Hi and welcome back to Enjoy English. We're looking at our National Geographic Channel show for today, Friday, the 27th of April. National Geographic Channel is showing a new series, The Light at the Edge of the World, which introduces viewers to this woman in Science of the Mind. Wade Davis, host of this interesting show and one of the great explorers of our time, is in search of what it means to be human.When he meets the nun, she helps him understand a few secrets of Buddhism. Also, Wade discovers some of the inner workings of his own brain when he spends time with this holy woman. What a very interesting job
I'm so curious to interview
and find out about this woman.
Yes, yeah, that's right. I want to see this story now.
All right. But first, let's have a closer look.
National Geographic Channel, we all know what this is.
Yes.
We do it every month.Is showing a new series, a new TV series,、
mm-hmm.
The Light at the Edge of the World, this, the name of this new series, which introduces or is...
Tells us.
Yes, is telling、
us.
Or showing viewers,、
mm-hmm.
they're introducing viewers to this woman, this、Buddhist nun, in Science of the Mind.Which is one of the shows in this series.
Okay, and what does edge mean?
The edge is where two sides meet.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, so the edge of the table is sort of the end of the table. If you put your cup on the edge of the table, you must be careful or it might fall off.
Very good.
A long time ago, people thought the world was flat and it had edges.、
Mm.
And if you sailed too far, you would fall off the edge.
Oh, there goes Steve.
Bye.
He fell off.
Okay, don't come back. 好，所以接下来呢，我们讲到了在这个国家地理频道呢，就正在播出了一个新的什么呢？系列啊、哦。那么这个全新的系列呢，逗点后面就是这个系列的名字，所以你看它全部都大写。那么这个名称就叫做《世界尽头的光明》。所以刚刚 Lori 老师故意问一下说，那什么叫做 edge 啊、哦？为什么它是指尽头呢？是 end 呢？所以刚 Amanda 老师已经解释得很清楚了啊、哦。通常边缘。边边那个 edge 边边它通常一定就是那个尽头最后面的地方了所以这里的 edge of the world 不是真的指世界的边边它是指世界的尽头啊，那个地方有 light 那这个节目就是我们刚刚说的很心灵的这个性质的所以这个节目呢系列它会介绍观众们来认识好、啊、这一个在我们刚刚讲的这位尼姑那它是用哪一个单元呢就是叫心灵科学
Wade Davis host of this interesting showSo, we three are the hosts of this show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He is the host of this interesting show. I'm not sure if they mean he's host of this whole series.
Probably.
Or only of this one episode, Science of the Mind.
At least we know he's the host of that show.
That's right.
Yeah.
And one of the great explorers of our time. An explorer is someone who goes somewhere where people haven't been before. So...when people left China and went to other countries for the first time, they were explorers. Columbus is a famous explorer from Spain.
That's right.
And they say he discovered America. Poor Columbus, he thought he had discovered India.
Yeah.
Silly man.
Poor man.
That's right. He's one of the great explorers of our time, of modern times, of the 21st century.
Mm.
He is in search...of what it means to be human. Now, when I read this, I thought they meant explorer-like countries, but maybe he's also exploring the mind and the soul.
And I think it's very natural because when you explore the huge nature, and somehow you realize that how small we are, maybe、mm-hmm. that's why it leads him to, you know, wonder why we are human.、
Mm-hmm. And what it means to be human.
That's right, okay. 好，所以接下来就讲到说了，那么在这个单元的这个主持人、啊、这个 Wade Davis, 他是 host, 我们讲的是主人，那在节目里的时候他就变主持人、啊、这个有趣的节目的主持人呢，这一位 Wade 呢，他同时也是我们当代最伟大的这个探险家、冒险家之一，就可能是常常去爬山或是到深海里面去探险的这一位呢，他呢就正在怎么样 ？In search of, 就是正在寻求、正在追求为什么要身为人的这个意义 ？What it means, 就是它的意义是什么 ？To be human, 身为人。Okay.
When he meets the nun.So when Wade Davis meets this Buddhist nun who's been living on the mountain for 45 years、mm-hmm. in a small hut, she helps him understand a few secrets of Buddhism. She helps him understand things, I think...
To know more clearly?
Yeah, to know more clearly things about himself in his own mind.
Okay. 好，所以呢，接下来讲到，而当他遇见了这位尼姑的时候呢，She 就是这个尼姑呢，她帮助了他，就是 Wade Davis 这个主持人呢，去了解了、哦、好几个关于这个佛教的这个秘密。其实这里的秘密不是真的那种我们在 gossip 那个秘密，我觉得应该比较像是那种 deep meaning
yeah, this is more like 一些深密的东西。
对对对，他应该我们通常会讲
the mysteries of, not really secrets.
That's right,
but
okay,
mysteries.
嗯，就是他的一些秘意或者他的一些奥秘、
yeah.
那种感觉的 ，OK。
Also, Wade discovers some of the inner workings of his own brain. Aha. So this is what you said a second ago, Steve, is when he's learning about Buddhism and getting a better understanding、mm-hmm. of that. He is also getting a better understanding of his own brain and the inner workings. What does he think and why does he think this? What does he feel? Why does he feel this when he spends time with this holy woman?When he spends time with this nun.
Okay. 这个我倒是觉得蛮奇怪的。I don't know how the two things connected. But anyway, 所以呢这个Wade 他说在了解这个佛教的 secrets 的同时呢，他也发现了一些关于他自己的大脑里面是怎么样内部运作，这里的 workings 就是运作的时候啊。那么这个当他在花时间跟这一位尼姑这位圣女相处的时候他发现的。
Actually, They go together very well.、
Mm-hmm.
When they're talking about secrets of Buddhism, they're not talking about mysteries of the Buddhist church. They're talking、
Agreed.
About the concepts.、
Mm-hmm.
Because Buddhism is about finding yourself and finding inner peace and enlightening yourself.、
Yeah. Making yourself a better person.、
Right.
I just don't know that includes human biology.
No, well, this isn't about biology.
This isn't about your brain.
This is about thought process.
This is about your thoughts, your thinking.
Okay, so I thought it's physically.
No, this is not your physical brain.
Then I got the point. Oh,、
yeah.
Thank you so much, Master Steve.
That's right, indeed. Have you guys ever tried meditating?
I have not. I'm not good at...focusing for that long on nothing.
I find it bored.
I need something to do.
I've tried meditating a couple of times、by myself and also with a group. And first of all, I found sitting, you know, in one position without a chair back、
mm-hmm.
extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
me
I
too.
Just, I could not reach a point where I was thinking about nothing. Because if I'm thinking about nothing, I'm thinking about nothing.
Yeah.
And then a thought comes in. I'm like, oh, I should think about nothing. It was very interesting. And my friends say you have to practice for maybe 6 months before you can reach proper meditation.
Forget about that.
When I meditate, I fall asleep.
Well, yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
我是跟 Amanda 老师比较像。我会一直想着说我不能想事情，我不能想事情，我一直要想这个事。Otherwise,、yeah. 我就会开始 start thinking things.
That's right. Okay, guys, join us tomorrow for the second half.、
Mm.
Until then...I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Bye.
你想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ipy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康 常春藤网络书店欢迎您。